Those are all great, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start, and it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, a message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. It's Wednesday. That means my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Good to be with you. Dreading it. I mean, the deep freeze that's about to come.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Craig, as I wanted to talk to you about 2023, not 2024, 2023. I wanted to talk with you about 2022, what has happened, your thoughts politically about what happened this year, as we're towards the winding up of it, and what we can expect, and your thoughts and plans for Citizen Action as we head into 2023 and then eventually 2024. But your thoughts about 2022, if you could summarize and sum up what took place.
Well, one has to say, focus, it's another election year in Wisconsin, so elections were front and center, Earl, because this is the battleground of battleground states. And we opened the year very much looking like this could be a wave election for Republicans. It could be like 1994. It could be like 2010, which in 2010 is still having devastating consequences in Wisconsin. Act 10 and the deliberate destruction of organized labor and also these gerrymandered maps and many other things came out of that election. And so we're still feeling the repercussions. So it didn't happen. And in fact, it was the best performance of a president whose party also held Congress in a midterm election, his first one, since the early 1930s, since Franklin Delano Roosevelt's first midterm. So that's historic and amazing.
Which really is unbelievable.
Yeah, and we shouldn't have been able to hold on to the governorship and the attorney generalship. We shouldn't have had the closest U.S. Senate race, even though Mandela Barton fell just short since in over 100 years. Since the first one in 1914. So what happened to do that? Part of what happened is obviously there's an ongoing reaction to the anti-democratic, proto-fascist direction of the Republican Party that we saw in the reaction to Trump in his first midterm, which was a wave election for Democrats, then, which sustained itself, though without as much power, in 2020 in electing Joe Biden and getting a 50-50 U.S. Senate by winning those last two Georgia seats, which were both runoff elections back in 2020. Well, that continued. So the fear about democracy was part of it. But then, of course, they have packed the U.S. Supreme Court as part of their power strategy with far-right judges who are legislating from the bench with lifetime appointments, and they threw out half a century of precedent and took away a basic constitutional right for women, as everyone knows. And that had a much bigger influence in this election than the polls were picking up. In fact, that's another thing we learned, that polls are very inaccurate instruments as far as what's really going on. And what they said was that they got some of the top issues. Yes, crime, yes, inflation were big issues, but they weren't as dominant as they thought, especially inflation. But also, there's a cautionary note here for Democrats. Democrat campaign strategy is informed by polls, by the same group, same industry. So it does make you wonder about the issue choices that we make and whether the right ones, that too much faith is put in this polling, its ability to actually divine how the public, not only how the public will vote, but what it will vote on and what it hypothetically would vote on if you change things. Now, having said all that, Earl, about the positive, the scary is these were still razor-thin elections. So all of that has to go right. And a whole ton of work and effort and huge amounts of money raised on the Democratic side, though we were outgunned in the U.S. Senate race ultimately. We still have a 50-50 state and a country with the balance of power very delicately balanced. They still got a House majority, though by a very small margin at the national level. So that tells you that going into 2023 and 2024, we can't take anything for granted. This was a very good election, but all that allowed us to do is eke out some victories and have some, basically very, very frustrating losses like the U.S. Senate loss and six more years of the most unqualified member of the U.S. Senate, which is saying something.
You know, Dr. Craig, guys in positions like you, who are grassroots organizations on the ground, never always with your nose to the grindstone. So here we are. You can breathe a sigh of relief, but only for a moment. And as you stated, these were razor-thin margins. Democrats have a lot more Senate seats to defend. Next year, in 2024, it's pretty clear that you have to start doing the work for that laying the groundwork for that in 2023. On here on the state levels, just so much to deal with, so much to work on. Let's talk a little bit about locally what you anticipate in the coming year, and as you guys continue to ramp up again for 2024, what are the focuses on the state here in 2023?
Well, another budget year, Earl, right? We do two-year state budgets, and it's the only bill that has to pass, and the only probably big one that will become law. Bills can pass, the governor will veto them. If they're substantive, the only ones he won't are like things that rename highways and other symbolic kind of bills. And so commemorative sort of stuff, which is important, but it's not the same thing.
Right, right.
So the legislature has the lawmaking capacity, the power of the purse. The governor cannot pass his own budget. He can propose a budget. He proposes they dispose, which is something that was said about presidents as well with Congress. And we have a gerrymandered legislature that is highly undemocratic. That's something out of a, authoritarian country or a semi-authoritarian country where the Republicans can never lose. It's like if you could never win at Pottawatomie, not just that you mostly lost, right? Over once it all comes in the wash. And so it's not a Democratic legislature. a Democratic small d. It doesn't represent public opinion. It would not be a supermajority like this. It would be closer to a 50-50 legislature, even if there was a Republican majority. There could be, but it would be a narrow one if we had democratically elected legislature. And they have they still have their extreme agenda. They're pushing things like a flat tax, which is a way of lowering taxes on wealthier people and raising them on less on everyone else.
Which is never going to happen. Governor Evers will just veto that.
Well, I hope so. I mean, he didn't veto their last regressive tax cut. He claimed it his own. So I just want to put a cautionary note that Governor Evers needs a little attention on this as well, though he is an ally of ours. He is a little old school about the tax cuts.
Okay.
And so, in other words, a 1990s style Democrat that thinks that's that. But he has been clear he wouldn't do a flat tax. But will he veto the budget if a flat tax is in it? I don't know, because he's been very reluctant to veto any big part of the budget,
right,
let alone the whole thing, and have a budget fight. I think he needs to. I think we could. I think we will need to all our whole side. Really engage him about doing it, but I'm not going to say it's an inevitability. And then they're continuing to starve local governments, school districts. They want to give the surplus away. I'm a little less concerned that Governor Evers will sign off on a flat tax than I am that he'll sign off on giving, because he's already said in his reelection campaign he wants to do this. Take a lot of the surplus in tax cuts and they'll only pass regressive ones, even if they're not a flat tax, rather than actually adequately funding the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, the Milwaukee Public Schools, and all of the other municipalities and school districts across the state where the state has been reneging on its obligation, its shared revenue obligation. It has most of the revenue raising power in our state. And the bargain was it would then, through a broad progressive income tax, share the proceeds of that with local government, with school districts, and they stopped doing it. But yet they continue to monopolize the power to raise revenue, which is why Mayor Cavalier Johnson in Milwaukee is begging for the authority to raise his own taxes, a sales tax, the most regressive kind, because he has to get permission for that from the state legislature and others. Major cities across the country, permission would not be required.
Dr. Craig, you know, Mayor Johnson is not the first. Clearly, Tom Barrett, former county executive Chris Abley, waged these battles for years in trying to get the state to go along with that. Is there anything that you see that opens the door in your mind that Robin Voss will be amenable to that?
Only with a poison pill. That's what scares me. Will he require some big change in MPS or some big support for voucher schools, or that some percentage go to things they like more police, but not more of the other things you need around police,
right,
in order to make the community safe? Because, you know, sending police out to deal with mental health crises and drug overdoses and things, that not only is not going to be very effective, it creates a potentially dangerous situation because of the firearms involved. We know a lot of situations where mentally ill people have been shot by police, where mental health professionals would have been able to better navigate the situation, but we don't fund them, right? So they're not coming out to those scenes. Police are.
So,
and the most expensive. They're far more expensive,
than
it would take to do that.
I got to get you to hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Bill from Oconomowoc, hang on. We'll bring you on after the break. 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You two can join in the conversation. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 22 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 20. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height, currently 3 above.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my special guest, Executive Director, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from McConnell, Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
First of all, Merry Christmas, and second of all, thanks for having Dr. Craig on. I have 3 points I'd like to touch on.
All right.
And I'll give you all three, and then I'll hang up. I believe that going into 2023, we got to keep our eyes on Congress. Look for them to do something outlandish, number one. Number two, on the state level, we have to try Ron Johnson and Trump. That also kind of ties with number one. They have to be tried in a court of law, because if we allow this to continue, it will just spiral out of control. And number three, in our state legislature, they have jumped out of bounds and done things that have never been done because they believe they can because of their control. I think we have to jump right back at them when they do this and say, no, we're not going to tolerate this. Because if we don't address all three of those, our country is going to spiral out of control. What do you think, Dr. Craig?
So hang on, Bill. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Bill?
These are all great points. I think he's talking about the House of Representatives, not the whole Congress. And
right.
Yes, at least they're going to do completely crazy investigations and try to find things, or at least even if they don't really find things, to create the impression on their side that those things exist, since they're not a fact-based party or ideology anymore. And they may do things like hold the whole government hostage with not raising the debt limit, which is a meaningless vote. They've just made it meaningful. And all the debt limit is Congress agreeing to pay for bills we've already accrued. So it is literally like deciding not to pay your credit card bills. It is not like not running up the charge in the first place. So it's silly. But they'll do that as leverage because it would crash not only the U.S. economy, but probably cause a global recession, if not worse. And if the United States reneged on its commitments, its financial commitments, as the primary lead currency of the whole world economy, the dollar is, that they will use that to try to force massive cuts in things like Medicare and Medicaid, which we know they want to do, and Social Security, because Ron Johnson simply said the quiet part out loud. As far as a prosecution of Trump, look, I agree. In many ways, it's outside of our control, unfortunately. I give Biden credit for getting a very nonpartisan attorney general and trying to reverse the Trump trends, which were using the Department of Justice as his own personal lawyers to do his bidding. But it causes a problem that we have, you know, it's frustrating. It feels like things are moving faster now that Merrick Garland is appointed a special counsel. Merrick Garland himself moved at a glacier pace. And I agree with what Jamie Raskin is saying, that one of the Democratic members of the January 6th committee, that we need to be a country that doesn't just prosecute, the followers, right, the folk, but actually the ringleaders and the masterminds of a conspiracy to overthrow our constitutional system.
Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, as again, the curtain of 2022 begins to come down, there are some things. I mean, if anybody would have said to us at the beginning of 2022 that, the Build Back Better plan, some of it, the infrastructure bills that got through, and some parts of Build Back Better and some other aspects of things were able to be accomplished, I think we would have all celebrated if we would have known that, there's certainly some things that we can celebrate about from 2022, but there's certainly others that we, realize that this battle that we have with democracy is still in jeopardy. And the fact that, I was talking this morning, Dr. Craig, about the omnibus bill, and the fact that everybody can agree to $858 billion on military, but Republicans refuse $12 billion, for the help, poor children in this country. I mean, those kinds of things just don't make any sense whatsoever, Dr. Craig, but yet that's what we're dealing with. How do you even begin to work with that kind of mentality of people who just don't think that they can find $12 billion to help the poor children in our society, but they can almost come up with $1 trillion for military? I'll never understand that.
Well, you don't, unfortunately. You have to win elections. This myth of bipartisanship, it can exist on occasionally their self-interest with some more, they're not even moderates anymore, more rational conservatives in the Republican Party, the declining number of them, because they tend to be more established legislators, not the young guns. But they've created an ideology where meanness is literally a virtue, because they so much don't like us trying to build on their empathy and therefore their obligation to do something about the lesser among us, right?
Dr. Craig,
so their reaction is meanness.
Yeah, hold the thought. Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
You're sweet.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There's a travel nightmare shaping up for holiday travelers with heavy ice, snow, flooding, and even tornadoes in the forecast for the U.S. This man's at the airport in Minneapolis.
I see a big storm coming, negative degrees, 6 inches of snow, so I'm excited to get out of here for sure.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
If you're flying, know your rights as a passenger. Airlines can't control the weather, but they are still responsible for certain things like offering a refund if your flight gets canceled for any reason.
Vancouver International's limiting incoming flights to clear up congestion after a big storm there. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is on a flight to the U.S. to meet with President Biden and address a joint session of Congress. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
If we didn't provide this assistance to the Ukrainians, what would the world look like?
And existing home sales fell 7.7% in November for the 10th consecutive drop. Consumer confidence is up to its highest level since April. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A child in Wisconsin is dead from the flu, the first child flu death in Wisconsin this season. The State Department of Health Services isn't saying anything about the child, not even how old they were or where they were from. 30 children across the country have died from the flu this season. Public health officials are urging people of all ages to get their flu shots. Milwaukee leaders say the U.S. Census undercounted the
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my good friend, Executive Director, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, you guys, let's talk about Citizen Action. Your plans at the beginning of 2022, are you satisfied with your accomplishments? You know, I know you guys expanded in different places across the state. Are you satisfied with the work you put in?
Coming out of the pandemic, yeah, progress. It was very hard in this election to get folks back outside on the doors for things that influence elections. And we fall into kind of a pundit culture, Earl, where everyone thinks that expressing their opinion, somewhere like social media, that that is affecting elections, doing something.
Right.
And obviously it's knocking doors, making phone calls, being out there. But we made progress. We had operations in five regions of the state, member-driven. We made over 109,000 either phone calls or door knocks in the election. And we had a move rate, that is people who move from undecided or for Ron Johnson to Manila Barnes, of 11%, which is very high, which is dramatically higher than anything you could talk about for, say, television ads, for example, because we're having deeper conversations with people and working through what they've heard on TV, say, about Mandela Barnes and cash bail versus who will actually deliver them affordable health care, but, you know, better, good jobs, a fair tax code, not no more tax cuts for those doing the best in our society and giveaways, all of that. But you have to work through, you know, the misinformation put out by the other side with some of those voters. So I'm glad we did that. I think we obviously, we're only a piece of a gigantic U.S. Senate race, but we all came close, and Mandela Barnes came historically close. But then we did win a state, hold on to a rural state Senate seat in western Wisconsin for State Senator Jeff Smith, a former Citizen Action organizer. He was the top Republican target. And rural areas continue to trend more and more red. And we did a lot of door knocks and phone calls, but Jeff Smith did a lot of retail politics, and that's the kind of candidate you need in order to win in rural areas. These are places that expect to see you and expect you to understand the local communities and not just speak with National Democratic talking points. So, and I would say also, Earl, because I'm jumping around a little bit, we got some new blood in the state legislature that's very progressive. We played, that is, we were part of, we endorsed in the primary that led to Darren Madison becoming a new state representative from Milwaukee and some of the North Shore suburbs, a rising African-American leader who's going to make a difference. Ryan Clancy, another very progressive person who won the district I live in the Bayview neighborhood, because Jonathan Brostoff vacated that seat in order to go and run for common
mayor,
council.
Right.
So he is now
on the
common council.
Right.
So, in fact, when we get to 2023, I'll mention Mr. Brostoff. So, and then we actually did a whole lot. This is more behind the scenes. He had developed on the Milwaukee City County Task Force on Climate and Economic Equity, a very visionary plan for Milwaukee, both to meet the greenhouse reduction targets, but also to do it in a way that will expand opportunity for everyone left out and really address the massive racial economic disparities in Milwaukee, which are among, if not the worst, in the country. We began a campaign with a coalition to really call out and call attention to the role of We Energies in charging excessive utility prices.
It's really
discriminatory.
It's just unbelievable. Dr. Craig, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, we're aligned with Walnut Way, Earl, who you know, the
Lindsay
Heights Neighborhood Association, and their leader, Antonio Butts. And so we're actually going to have, Earl, if people are interested, 6 p.m. tomorrow, if people can brave the snow and cold, but you get more attention if you brave the snow and cold, we're going to be going to the Fisor Farm where the city Christmas tree is, which is sponsored and branded by We Energies, and they're calling it the Cheer District. It's in the Deer District. And to point out that people are getting a lump of coal in their stocking from We Energies, and they gave an 11% rate increase. And in addition, we're continuing to get rates that are regressive, that the people who pay the most for the utilities as far as their income, energy burden, are the people who have the lowest incomes. And African-Americans in the city of Milwaukee often pay 6 to 20% of their incomes just for utility bills. And Earl, you can't meet your other needs if you have to pay rent.
You know, Dr. Craig, the other tragedy in that is that they live in homes that aren't energy efficient.
And We Energies blocks their access to energy conservation, the solar, you go seeing going on middle class houses, because the mechanisms for doing that, they block because they don't actually want it. They want people to consume more of their coal power. At a time when we're facing, you know, a threat to human civilization from fossil fuel burning. So they're outrageous. They're as odious as the pharmaceutical industry or the health insurance industry, and we need people to understand that better, and that they're standing in the way of a lot of what we need to do, and they're harming people tremendously in this holiday season.
There
are kids who will get barely any Christmas presents because their families have had to pay these exorbitant rates for their energy.
So what time is that event?
6 p.m. In front of the city's Christmas tree, which you will see as a big We Energy sign in front of it, which is stunning. And we have the second oldest city Christmas tree in the country after New York. So this is a tradition that we've allowed this for-profit entity, which has a monopoly over our energy in this city, in this region, to take over and to put their name on.
Hey, Dr. Craig, I'll do everything within my power to join you because there are people who don't understand. Once the winter is over, there are people who face the cutting off of their services, because during the winter they've amassed these tremendous heating bills that they can't pay, and it's a double whammy. They become homeless April 15th because the moratorium ends, and so people don't have gas or electric. There used to be a time when they were separate, and maybe, you know, if you didn't have gas, you could use a heating plate, but We Energy now controls both. And so people actually become homeless after this horrible winter with these high heating bills. It just seems like people don't get a fair shot at things, Dr. Craig. And it's why I respect Citizen Action, you and Citizen Action so much, because you fight for the people who don't, have enough people fighting for them.
And our climate equity director, who you know well, Raphael Smith.
No.
He remembers viscerally. I think you know Rafi.
I remember him. I had him on once before.
Yeah. So Rafi remembers, he grew up in the north side of Milwaukee, very working class African-American family, that his mom had eight kids. And he remembers viscerally and painfully the utilities going off,
right?
Where they're just, and he remembers one time his mom, who worked two jobs and was working her tail off, so it's not what the conservative Republicans in the gerrymandered legislature say about folks, right? These are folks working their tail off. She told them there was a general power outage because she was embarrassed. So people feel embarrassed for their own exploitation. And then he was able to suss out as a young kid looking around that the other light seemed to be on. So he knew his mom just didn't want to tell him what really happened.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Craig, I constantly, the older I get, the more frustrated I get with our country, because it doesn't have to be the way it is. And yet, if we can bring people together and educate them enough, we can push back enough and force the nation to be what it says it is. But it's not going to happen without the battle, right?
No, it's about power, Earl. And so we could rein in We Energies, take away its domination of our energy system. I mean, all Walnut Way was asking for, and we were supporting their challenge to the rate increase at the Public Service Commission, is a rate system that is adjusted based on your ability to pay, and which is what we expect on taxes. In other words, we have a flat utility rate, but as you pointed out, it's even higher because redlining forced black and brown people into Milwaukee into the oldest, least energy efficient housing. And what you could energy retrofit those houses. You could save people tons of money if they had a whole lot of energy conservation measures and also rooftop solar on top of that.
Right.
And the way that's financed in, say, Chicago by Commonwealth Edison, another big utility, and allowed in other states, neighboring states, in addition to Illinois, is what's called on-bill financing, which sounds complicated. But what it means is those upgrades, they pay for themselves. Your utility bill comes down so much that even paying off the cost of doing the work is less than your savings. And so on-bill financing has the utility pay for it, and then they're paid back on people's bills over time. And that gets a lot more people giving access. Otherwise, you have to be able to qualify for a bank loan, make the payments, and or have the cash yourself. So those middle-class solar panels you're seeing up, those are folks who can pay out of pocket, or they can simply get a refi on the mortgage and pay for it. And low-income folks don't have access to that. And I'm talking about homeowners. We get to renters. They, which is 75% of African Americans in Milwaukee, as you well know, Earl, the landlords pass utility costs usually on to them, and the landlords have no incentive to do these upgrades.
No. So Dr. Craig, 2023, thoughts?
Well, the Supreme Court race is huge because it's for control, and we could have a Supreme Court that actually had a majority of judges on it. that actually could give us fair maps. Right now, this court has been, and this is the court that'll deal with the the 1849 abortion ban, which the U.S. Supreme Court, with its Trump majority, has brought back to life, a zombie bill that everyone had forgotten, a zombie law, actually, and things like a lot of voter suppression, like the getting rid of ballot drop boxes, much more convenient, actually very secure, more secure than most other forms of voting. A court did that, a right-wing court in the state Supreme Court. That was not a legislative enactment to get rid of them. Same with this bizarre requirement, Earl, that when you have to have a witness, already a hurdle, if you vote absentee, say you're a person who's homebound, has a disability, if that witness forgets to put their zip code on, even though they put their address on, so they're findable. You can do a web search in 10 seconds and find out the zip code of any address, right? They ruled that the ballot was now thrown out for the lack of the zip code of the witness. I mean, that's absurd, right? And not even only require a zip code in the first place, but that's in statute. But what used to happen is that the clerks used to simply fill them in and look them up, because it's not a fraud problem. It is simply trying to make it harder for people to vote and throw out votes unnecessarily. These are things courts are doing, and there's a lot more, Earl. So I think that election, the primaries in February, the general election is in April, that has huge implications whether we can do a lot of
Doc, hold that thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 22. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 20. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, 3 above.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Your mind is sure that I'll be loved.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, 2023. What do we have? We've got the spring elections, right?
Yep, we got, but not everyone's up. Like, right. The mayor of Milwaukee isn't up. But, spring elections, which include state Supreme Court, but a lot of important local elections around the state as well. Yes, and that's the only electoral. Then we know the presidential, we're a battleground state, really starts the middle of next year. And even started in the Republican side. Donald Trump is an official candidate.
So let me ask you, Dr. Craig, Joe Biden will be 82 years old. And you know, even, you know, I'm 68, and I'll tell you, 2 years from now, if I'm blessed enough, I'll be 70. Things change from 68 to 70. Clearly, 82 years old, you know, running for become the most powerful man on the planet. What are Democrats going to do? I mean, we can't say, well, Joe's going to run again. He says he's going to run again. He'll be 82 going into it. Is that a conversation that should be had?
I guess. There's not really the old days when there was a power block of the Democratic Party making these decisions and brokered conventions. So it's a simple question. If he wants to run, if he chooses to run, will anyone run against an incumbent president who just had the most successful midterm since Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
He'll be 82.
I know, but someone has to challenge him, and they seem to have left the field. here's what we don't know, Earl. It would make no sense. We don't know how Joe Biden feels health-wise,
right?
How vigorous he's feeling or not feeling.
Right.
We don't actually know if he wants a second term. We do know that if he announced he didn't want one now, he would lose a lot of power.
No question.
Become a lame duck. So if he's going to announce this, it's going to be this summer. And so at this point, obviously Vice President Harris, Secretary of Transportation Buttigieg, they won't challenge him. If you think of Gavin Newsom, I'm just thinking of possible candidates, or Gretchen Whitmer, those are the governors of California and Michigan, respectively, could defeat an incumbent president in the primary.
No way, no way.
Then if he wants to run, he can run, and it's going to be him versus whatever is presented to us by the other side, which is either complete abject white nationalist fascism, Donald Trump, or, shall we say, slightly less offensive varieties, the governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, or the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, are two examples. Youngkin being especially chameleon-like, being able to appeal to the MAGA wing while pretending to be a very moderate business conservative.
You know, Dr. Craig, and I know I don't expect you to have the answer, but I've certainly been twisting and tormented with, I'm a guy who has said, yes, even though I didn't support Biden initially, I can't say he hasn't done some good things. He's done some really good things. He's got some things accomplished. But at 82 going in is just, to me, an awful lot to ask of anybody, right? And
I mean, life expectancy's increased, Earl. I mean, my God, how old is Tom Brady? So you do have people are able to, or and Anthony Fauci seems like a 50-year-old and he's in his 80s. So I don't want to say, don't want to be an ageist, but you tend to be right that people in their 80s are less likely to be up to one of the most difficult jobs there is in the world.
Yeah, the most difficult job there is in the world. And I don't know. I'm just, you know, and I was trying to look, Dr. Craig, at alternatives. What have the Democrats not done a good job of prepping for the future? You know.
I guess, you know, that's always a problem at the presidential level. We've definitely not got a good job in the state of Wisconsin, for example, with legislative candidates or potential gubernatorial candidates. That's what makes Mandela Barnes different, which is unusual to have someone with that name recognition who ran that kind of race out there without elected office. We don't usually have someone right in the background like that. But here's the thing, right? We have to be very careful here, because we can be pundits and say that there are all sorts of problems with having Biden be the standard bearer. And by the way, there's nothing to stop him from serving 2 years and then making Vice President Harris president, right? But here's the thing, right? We need to win this election. This has to do with the future of democracy. And at this point, Joe Biden looks like the strongest general election candidate. And quite frankly, the federal government is so vast that the president doesn't run it all personally. So the question is, if Biden is the best person to beat back Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or someone like that, then perhaps that's the choice that has to be made. And I don't see another option on the table at this point. And the polling would indicate he would defeat a Donald Trump, right? Handily. Right.
Well, Dr. Craig, as always, man, the time flies by. With you, I'm so happy and excited, man, about having us rejoining one another and being able to bring this information to people across the state. Really important information. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, you and your family, and we'll reconnect on next Wednesday.
You too, and it's a celebratory that you have this 3 hours every weekday, Earl. That's great.
Yeah, it is. It is. Dr. Craig, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Take care.
All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Connor. I'll be back on tomorrow. The blizzard. I'll be back tomorrow. See you later.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora, con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones, más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.